Alien Harding Ultrasound System is proudly sponsored by Innovate, the UK's best loved trail running company. And this August, it's August, everybody, 2024, we are giving away another pair of their incredible Trail Fly trail running shoes. These are the shoes that I wore for the Spine Challenger South back in June. And also, more recently, I wore them at the Lakeland 100. I didn't take the shoes off at all for either race except to change my socks. I didn't swap shoes out. Both races were 108 miles long with a load of vert. Took me over 30 hours. How many blisters did I get? None. How many injuries did I get? None. Because these are the greatest shoes ever made. They're perfect for training runs and longer races on hard ground and slippy, slidey mud. The graphene grip gives a hard-wearing traction on tough trails, stops you skidding on rocks and falling over and all that sort of stuff. And it's they're available in two fits, standard and wide. I cannot go on about these shoes enough. If you have a look at race photos, look at the lead women and men running, and you'll see that the majority of them are wearing these shoes. If you want to win a pair, then head to our Instagram page. The link to the competition is up in the link tree. Enter your details and away you go. Just to remind you, this podcast does contain some sweary language, maybe some adult themes, and possibly some very immature stuff as well. So maybe don't play in the car on the school run. We love you. On with the pod. Welcome to the Bailey & Sables Ultrasound System. It's episode 69!
Boing, 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 boing.
What does boing, boing, boing mean?
It's just rude.
Oh! Okay, is 69 rude then?
Apparently, in the Kama Sutra, it is. Not that I've read it.
Why is it rude?
It's a certain sexual position.
I just thought that people just said 69 whenever they said 69.
No,
I think
that's a
rude.
Bingo. I think you're getting confused with bingo. Like,
okay,
legs 11.
Isn't the bingo, 11. It's 69, give your mate a blowjob. That's the bingo name, isn't it?
No, it's not. I don't think it's anything to do with bingo. It's just really rude. And I'm just being childish. And that's why I was going, boing, boing, boing. That's that's what you do, isn't it, when you do that?
I don't know. It's been so long. Allegedly.
Please DM Ali. Her OnlyFans account is...
Please don't.
Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, at boing, boing, boing. Who wants an OnlyFans account? She won't shut up about it.
Who does?
Pickle. She's like, I wouldn't own his fans account. I'm like, no.
She's always getting her vagina out. That's why.
I know. She's like, I've got loads
get
of
paid for it.
Loads of content. I'm like, look at me. I can lick my own ass. Okay, stop it. That's unbelievable. Morning, everyone. Not morning for you. Sometimes, actually, it will be morning because it'll be Saturday morning. Welcome.
Do you know what time it is, people? She's got me up at the crack. Well, I was up way earlier, but this is an early recording.
7 o'clock.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, 4 a.m. Okay, it's Holly Stables, it's Ali Bailey, and it's the Ultrasound System podcast, not to be confused with the Ultrasound podcast, but you wouldn't get it confused with that. You definitely wouldn't get it confused with that. How are you today, this fine Tuesday morning?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. I'm all right. Absolutely loving the Olympics.
Oh, I haven't watched any. I have not watched one Olympic.
I cannot believe this year, this Olympics, comes round in its 4-year cycle for anyone who doesn't know, I've been pretty much glued to it. I've had it on the radio. I've had it on. The only thing I'd say, I think that BBC iPlayer is amazing that you can watch so much of it, but it's quite confusing. Like, 1 minute you'll be watching what you want to be watching and then they skip to something else. And then you have to sort of go back into the iPlayer and check all the other icons below to check what other screen it's on, and it's never quite... Look at me, I'm such a moaning old cow about it. I'm getting to see all these sports at the same time. And
well, it's a different time. Remember, it was just four channels.
Exactly.
And that would have been easier. Discus on BBC One, Shopper on BBC Two.
In my day, we didn't have Channel 4.
Anyway, me neither. So, I remember the day Channel 4 was born.
I know. Back in the 40s. So anyway, it's been amazing watching it. I've been specifically loving... This gymnastics, Simone Biles has been just amazing as usual. Although there's been a few upsets with that. And I've really enjoyed the swimming. I'm not a swimmer.
Have you?
Yeah. Really enjoyed the swimming. And obviously the athletics. I love the athletics. I've dilly-dallied with some other sports. Some of them I was just like, you know, you just have no idea what's going on.
I saw a good sport yesterday, one good sport. I saw they were in like, really, really cheap shit canoes, and they were just flying off the top of
Is
this
this
thing.
Olympics or just on your run or
No,
something?
it was Olympics. They were flying off the top of this board on these really cheap, shitty canoes, and then they were like wiggling around in loads of water with waves, like this, with oars, like whoa, whoa, and there was like
On
these things hanging
rapids.
down. Yeah, there were these things hanging down. It was like it's a knock.
Slalom.
It was like it's knockout. It was funny. I was like,
That's
what's
called
this?
canoeing.
Okay, it was great.
That's what I love about the Olympics, though. There's so many weird sports that
Looked like
you've
a silly
never heard
sport to
of.
me. It looked silly to me.
Yeah,
But
but
they were
it's a
messing about.
here's a question. Here's a question, right?
Right.
The Olympics. Do you think that every gold medal, so when someone comes first and they get a gold medal, do you think that every gold medal is worth the same? I.e., decathletes who have to do loads of events over 2 days. Do you think that they should get a bigger gold medal or the set or one gold medal? Whereas someone who does the 100 meters and that's it should get a little bit of a gold medal because they haven't done as much as the decathletes. What do you think? Question to you.
No, I don't know. What? Why have you blown my mind with such moral conundrums at
It's like if you did
7:15 a.m.?
a 100 miler, do you think you should get a bigger prize than someone who's done a 5K?
Okay,
It's
so
that sort of
here's an
scenario.
interesting. This happened. It's happened in the world of ultra running.
Right.
Back in the days, the dark days of COVID, Jimmy James Elson did a virtual 100, right? Where he
So
said you
annoying.
can run 100 miles, one community 100 miler, right? And if you run 100 miles and give us your Strava, we will send you a buckle. You have to do it in one go. I
Oh,
was
wow.
like, what? I was furious because I was like, no, you cannot have a buckle because you have to go and do a proper 100 miler, right?
Yeah.
And then the buckle started to turn up and they were like prison phone start size. They were like this big, the tiny little buckles. They said one community. And I was like, actually, it's all right. They're like buckles for like mouse's belts. So I was like, okay, we're all right here. We're fine here. I just didn't want anybody having a massive buckle because I'm a prick. I've changed a lot since then. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
So it's
Maybe,
the
no.
same principle,
I think it's
basically, is
about,
what
no, I
I'm
think
saying.
it's about, no, it's not the same principle because it's a different sport. So I think it's actually about excellence in the sport, isn't it? So it doesn't matter
Yeah.
what the sport is, it's about being
But you
excellent
just
in it.
took the piss out of people going down rapids with on plastic things that it was like a silly sport.
It
Whereas
looked silly. It looked silly. I don't know how hard it is. It's probably quite hard. I think I would have come off the board and I would have just drowned. So I'm pretty sure there is but it just looked funny. And like I could imagine funny music over the top. It was just really funny. It
like
looked
Benny
fun.
Hill music.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't Simone Biles. It wasn't, jumping on a
Yeah.
beam and being like, if you don't land on this, you are gonna crack your head open.
Break
It
your
was more
neck.
like Lolcano. Woo! Let's go. It looked like a stag party.
Yeah, anyway, I just think it's quite, I just love it. I've been loving the Olympics. I'll be really sad when it ends. It
When's
does
the
mean.
Olympic? When's the final of the Olympics?
Wow, this is the amazing thing. This is the first time it's ever happened. Now, normally the Olympics closes with, I always want to say Olympics. I think it sounds better. So the Olympics normally closes
Imagine the Olympics in a
just
different world where
the
pigs had opposable thumbs and could start fires. That's what it would be. And we would be the ones that were sausage meat.
and they would be doing the eventing on us.
Two, there'll be two pigs for this podcast. In fact, there is, but there'll be two other pigs, actual pigs with little honky noses for the podcast.
Sorry, listeners, I don't think we're ever going to finish this conversation. We'll get to
Sorry.
it in a bit. But no, it's what was I saying about the Olympics? Yes, so this is the first time it's ever happened, and this is brilliant. This is Paris Olympics are honoring women for once. Women? Women in the Olympics?
What?
Women
What?
running more than 800 meters?
Surely not. Their wombs will fall out.
Have to have children. Anyway, they are normally the end of the Olympics, pigs. The finishes, it closes with the men's marathon. But this year, stop saying this year, this cycle, it's they're closing with the women's marathon to honor women, which is historic. It's never happened before. So next Sunday, a week, no, this Sunday, it's the closing event, which is the marathon, and it will be the women's. And the most exciting thing, and I really want you to watch it if you can. You've got the men's on the Saturday, women's on the Sunday in the morning. But the most exciting thing about it is the course.
And
Now,
what
the
is it?
course is horrific. They're saying that this is probably one of the hardest courses in the Olympics ever, because normally they're, you're normally a lot of them are well, championship races are normally loops, like 10K loops or roughly that. This time it is I think it's amazing, but they're going to take in all the amazing parts of Paris. You're actually going to run through Versailles Gardens. You're going to run through the Louvre Gardens. You're going to run through the Eiffel Tower. All of that.
Oh.
I know, it's so cool. So you're taking in all of the amazing sights of Paris. So for all of us watching, it'll be lovely. However, the race is hilly as fuck. In fact, they've got a gradient. This mountain runners will understand this, a gradient of 10% at one point in the race, which, like, for marathon runners is just like, oh, toys out the pram. That is horrendous. Lots
They
of
know.
they do know this, and that's why. So for instance, the Americans had their trials in Florida on a very hilly course, and it was very hot because they say it's going to potentially be very hot. So it's going to be potentially very hot. It's not flat. There's a lot of cobbles, but get this, the last 10
Cobbles.
cobbles. Yeah. So
Oh
Paris,
my
if you do
God.
Paris Marathon, there's a lot of cobbles. Just be warned. Not that you'll ever do it. And then the last 10K, the last few K coming into the finish, has a gradient of 13% downhill.
Oh, a little quad smasher.
So it's going to be painful. So I think anything could happen and it's going to be really exciting. And then the other exciting thing, look at me, sports.
You are quite excited today, aren't you?
I am so excited, even at this time of the morning. I've only had a cup of tea. The other exciting thing is Hassan, who is the Dutch runner, who's an amazing, amazing athlete. She is doing something that no one has ever done. She raced last night the 5,000 meters on the track, and she actually got silver medal, upgraded to silver medal because someone got disqualified. Faith Kipyegon got disqualified. That's a big story because she's
Why?
my favorite for pushing. I don't know exactly the because I think she's probably appealed, but it meant that the Italian runner went up into bronze, so she got a bronze medal, which is amazing. And she also won the European Championships 5,000 and 10,000. God, look at me, font of knowledge.
I tell you what, if people had been disqualified for pushing on the Lakeland 50/100, half the 50 would have been disqualified.
Exactly, which I think needs to be brought in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Kate, Hassan is doing the 5,000, which she did last night. Get this, in the this is all in 1 week, and then on Thursday
You
night,
wouldn't be happy about that, would you? As a coach, you'd be like, "No, you can't do that."
I'd
She'd be
be
like, "It's my,"
fuming.
she'd be like, "It's my Olympic dream." She'd be like, "You'd be like, no, I'm afraid
I
not.
said the peak
You're not
last
doing
night.
it."
I even said this. So she's doing the 10,000 meters on Thursday on the track, and on Sunday she's doing the marathon, and she's wanting to medal in all of them. If anyone could do it, Hassan can, because Hassan is the world record holder. She ran 2 hours 13:55. That's her PB. In Chicago, I believe. And so she is like the hot favorite. But will she be the hot favorite on Sunday on that course after running the 5,000, 10,000? And I said to Pete last night, exactly after I watched her doing the 5,000, I was like, if I was her, I would can the 10,000 because Sunday's going to be so horrific. What is the point of going to all of those and potentially not meddling in those because you've overdone it? She's got a medal already in the 5,000, but that's been upgraded only because someone got disqualified. Amazing, I know. But imagine doing 10,000 and then doing a marathon
Yeah, but
at the
maybe she's
Olympics.
been training on the old multi-day ultras. Maybe she's been down the old XNRG South Downs Way 3-day job.
I think she's probably doing a lot of Stairmaster.
Probably has.
I would tell her to, if she's got to do 10% gradient.
Oh,
Anyway,
that's
that's what I've been doing. That you, which you never asked.
I'm actually interested in watching that
Do it.
marathon
Yeah, I think
because
you
I
should.
want
And
to
I think it'll
see.
inspire
I quite
you.
like to see them running up the hill. I wonder, are they going to do little hill steps or are they going to do big hill steps?
I think they're probably going to get poles out.
No.
Can you imagine? Really tiny poles.
They're like aerials off remote control cars. They're like really skinny. That's exciting. Oh, do you know what? I'd love it if they put ultra running in, if they put like a 100 miler in.
There
Would
is
that
talk,
be
obviously, of having mountain running in because obviously the reason why a lot, because they've got mountain biking in, which
Yeah.
is, I think the difference is now the televised side of the sport is so much better. It used to be like if you did mountain running or like Western States or anything like that, people would just go off and all you could deal with, you'd get Twitter updates a bit like Barkley. And
Yeah.
that's not great viewing for people in the Olympics. But now it's different. And I think that you could definitely have some sort of cross-country relay type thing happen, and I think that that probably will come in. I mean, they've got surfing now.
Or
They've
you
got
could put it all on a YouTube channel, couldn't you? Like you could have dedicated, so you've got, like how you do for like those races where you can see into the aid stations and stuff. You could have it. Oh, you can have Stephen, not my cousin, presenting. He'd be thrilled.
He'd be
Stephen, not my cousin, presented the Olympic ultramarathon, right, on the YouTube channels, on the YouTubes. If you had a UK, okay, so let's say it's 100 miler, UK Olympic ultra running team, three men, three women, who are you putting on it now? And it's outside.
It's, or is it outside? I mean, it's not a track. It's not track running.
Dark Marbleshire.
Oh, Dark Marbleshire, nice.
He'd be my number one. Number one woman would have to be this is GB, yeah?
Yeah, GB, yeah.
I would put Emma Stewart.
Oh, is she allowed? She's
Yeah.
Irish.
Oh, good point. Yes, no, we can't have her. You're right, we can't have
We
her.
can't. She's Irish.
Oh, and how far is it?
It was 100 miles. It's on the Arc of Attrition route. That's where it is.
Oh, I'd have been.
Olympics are in the UK. This is on the Arc of Attrition route.
Right, well, Dark Marbleshire,
Yeah.
and then I'd have, oh, should we let the Mohawk in?
Oh, I don't know.
Is he good enough?
Yes, he's good enough.
All right.
In fact, no, he's terrible. Awful runner.
Mogan V. Gawk? Mogan V. Gawk, vegan Mohawk.
Stop calling him Mogan V Hawk. That's actually quite a good name, isn't it?
That's a really good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And oh, I'll have to come back. I can't even
What
think.
about Jasmine? We're going to put her in for females. She is pretty good over the old technical terrain.
Yeah, I suppose I'd put Jasmine in.
Okay, I'm going to put Jasmine in. What about
Sabrina
Lawson? He's
Vergé.
not Lawson. Oh, should we put Sabrina? Yeah. Thing is, with Sabrina Vergé, she's probably going to get done for elbowing or pushing. So we're going to have to put someone else in as well.
Yeah, someone to even it out. Why can't I think of it in? Probably, maybe Robin Cassidy.
Yes.
Because we like Robin, even though she beat me.
I mean,
And
she's young, isn't she?
yeah, they're all young though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Apart from Dark Marbleshire. That's why
And
we love him.
vegan Mohawk man.
And Mogan V. Gawk.
Yeah, Megan V. Gawk. Who else can we put in the Olympic? I
Need
think
one more
maybe, what
man.
about like James Nobles or Simon Ennis-Hills?
I don't even know who they are.
Simon Roberts is really good and he's quite like,
See, I'm just rubbish, aren't
yeah, we'll put, let's put Simon in because he's a young
I? I can't
gun.
think who's been like who won. Oh, what, Gavin Dale? He's really good on the
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Simon, you're gonna put go on the bench. We're gonna put Gavin Dale in, okay? And Gavin and
arm. Oh,
Mark.
Gavin Dale needs to, sorry, Megan V. Gawk needs to go because Gavin Dale would beat him on the arc.
Yeah, we don't know though, do we?
Damo doesn't listen to this, it's fine.
Who is Damo?
Oh, sorry, Mogan V. Gawk.
Megan V. York. He definitely does not listen to this podcast, 100%.
Hasn't got time. He's running. Does he have listened to music or have earphones when he runs?
He has a iPod shuffle because of his type, because of prison phones. He doesn't
Yeah.
have, he doesn't take his
So he's like,
iPhone with him. So he has
Courtney,
a,
I've got shuffles, but they're
he's got a
so
shuffle.
old.
He's got
I
three
can't use them.
shuffles and he can't,
I've got
doesn't know
two.
what's on them. But he
They're
has said to me,
awful.
yeah, he has said to me that he will give me his, music account, granddad, and his gramophone records, and he will let me load one of the shuffles without telling him what's on it, which I
Oh.
think is a great idea. So
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
yeah. I chucked my shuffles away because I didn't know how to load music onto them anymore. Because you have to buy music, don't you, and put it on or something.
Exactly. You have to burn your CDs on. It's very old-fashioned.
No,
So
well, that's what happened, so I chucked them.
whereas when you have your, I'd rather take no kit in my iPhone, so I can, because at least with Spotify, you've got the entire world of music and podcasts at your
Exactly.
fingertips, haven't you?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is with Damo, which is what I used to be, he's a proper sort of weight man, isn't he? It's like if that weighs too much, and I get that, but when you get to ultras and hundreds, it's like, oh, I don't really give a shit, to be honest now. I do, I'll get everything else as light as possible, but I need to take my phone, you're right. And I need to make a phone call. And my burner phone, which is the old, like, tiny your prison phone, I'll be honest, I don't really know how to make a phone call on it. It's been so long since I've made a call.
Oh, I know. Like, there's, it's like, well, how are you going to, like, if you can't fucking see, if you're in a state where you need mountain rescues, you are not in a state to use that fucking phone.
I know, I just keep on sending Tesco's or something.
I've called mountain rescue in a state and I could barely use my iPhone. I was panicking so much. So I'm not sure how that would work. But the other thing is, because of all those constructive messages that he, constructive in inverted commas messages he sent me during the Lakeland 100, where he was like, get the fuck,
Destructive
the
messages.
destructive messages.
Yeah.
He said you could get me back at the tour. So I'm like, we're going to have to take your iPhone with you then, aren't you, mate?
Oh, yeah.
I can send you horrible messages. But apparently, the tour's mandatory kit is non-existent. It's like a silver, a space blanket, a Twix,
A poo bag.
poo bag, your mummy's number on your phone. And that's it.
Love it. That's how it should be.
Yeah, it really is. On a 200 mile race.
If you go
Perfect. In
to
the
America, they
mountains.
have no mandatory stuff. You can just run the whole thing in a vest and a bottle.
Do they really have no mandatory
Yeah,
stuff?
no, they have no mandatory.
I thought that would be like proper,
No, you can
like.
have crew and you can have pacers. It's like a big old party and you can wear what you want. Whereas in this country, we're much more PC, you know?
Talking of wearing what you want, should we have a chat? Should we talk about Dan Lawson?
Dan, oh, that, sorry. Yeah, I can't believe we didn't mention Dan. There's
Well,
also.
we are mentioning him now. I'd like to put him on the Olympic ultra running team.
Yes, of
As a
course.
coach. He can be the coach. He's the coach. He can be the
No,
fucking coach.
because he'd be giving everyone magic mushrooms.
Exactly. Can you imagine him walking around with his top off? Just be like, right, guys, what you got to do is just run really fucking quick.
I just want to see this. Like, come on then. Yeah.
The head coaches are Robbie Britton and Dan Lawson, right? It's going to
I
be
would love that.
brilliant. This is going to be so good. Okay, this is coming together. Right, so Dan, let's talk about Dan. Do you want to explain what Dan
Dan.
did?
Yeah, so do you want to explain what Dan did? Because it was basically Three Peaks, wasn't it? But joined together and running the whole lot, and he wanted to beat the record, which was pretty fast.
The record was 5 days,
Days,
just
something.
over 5 days. I think it was like 5 days and a few hours.
And it
So
was held
it's.
by like Bobby McTrumpeton in the 1940s, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah. So it's about 485 miles. It
Right,
is
yeah.
from it, he ran from Wales.
Carnarvon, not Carnarvon.
Not Carnarvon. It might be
Begins with
Carnarvon,
C.
actually. No, it might have been Carnarvon. It was Carnarvon because you go Carnarvon and you go over the Carnarvon over the fans to Snowdon Horseshoe to go up Snowdon. Damo did the first leg with him. They started at 5 o'clock in the morning. On the Monday.
Do we know what
And
the elevation is for the whole thing?
well, the elevation for the whole thing isn't actually that much. It's not a mountain event.
No, I
It's
suppose
a
it's not.
road. It's a road event with three big mountains in the middle of it. So the horror of it is the road sections in the middle.
Which look
But
terrifying,
Dan,
some of it.
but Dan thrives off that because he's got the Le Jog record as well, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't mind that. He'll do when he was doing the jog. I think he did 70 to 80 miles a day on the road.
And he loves a Viz Pro jacket, doesn't he?
He loves a high-vis jacket,
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, it so Snowdon, and then that bit one in the middle of the Lake District that I always say it's Scafell, but it's not. Is it Scafell? It's Scafell, isn't it? I get
Yeah,
Scafell,
Scarface. Yeah.
Skiddaw mixed up
Scaffold.
because of the S's. And then
Ben.
Ben Nevis. So apparently he
Ben.
tried this before, but he started at the top and he fucked himself on Ben Nevis by like going way too quickly. And this time, like about a week before Lakeland in the Centurion Ultra Running WhatsApp group, we just got a message going, Dan's going to go and do this. Does anybody want to join him for a jog between peaks? That's what he said. That was like, does anybody want to join me for a jog between peaks? I was like, I'm straight off Lakeland. And I said to Kirsty, do you reckon I could keep up with Dan on a jog between peaks? He went, no.
Of
She was like,
course.
I did Le Jog. He was dropping 7 minute miles in Scotland. I was like, okay, I won't be doing that then. And he smashed it. But the best bit about it was the way it was recorded on Instagram.
Yeah, his sister, his wife recorded it, Charlotte, and it was brilliant because obviously she was knackered as well. I don't know if you noticed towards the end, you could tell that she couldn't even say words properly because she'd just been up the whole time.
She was just awake the whole time because they're
I
following him in a
know.
van
Yeah.
and she is just awake the whole fucking time.
I think she maybe slept a bit when he did, but he slept for maybe I think a couple of hours at a time. But the best thing I thought was, yeah, what I love about Dan is he does it so low key. Like he doesn't have loads of people around him. He's not like, oh, it has to be this way and I have to do this and I have to do that. He's like, yeah, come along, come for a run, whatever. I'm just going this way. You know, he's really chilled out. I love that about him.
Well, someone said to me, because I was like, this is what it's about, as far as I'm concerned. Like, we talk about something being brutal or someone really like pushing their limits. And they were like, well, why have you got a problem with the hardest geezer then? Like, why are you such a bitch about these people? I'm like, because this is completely fucking different. This isn't someone peacocking, sponsored,
Not
being like,
making
oh, well,
any.
thank God that I managed to do my 20 miles today. Thanks to Huel. Like, no,
Yeah.
this is someone with their fucking top off wearing a pair of Nike trainers that have got holes in the bottom that is actually living what they say they're going to do, that is picking up fuck tons of rubbish every single day on the trail and bringing it back, that is just doing it at the very basic level they can. Like, he had
Very.
Darren on the bike. He tried to minimize that he had like his van. I think there might have been one other van which had
Think there was
Dave
two that was.
McFarlane in at to video it, but he tried to keep it all to a much. As much of a minimum as he possibly could. And it was raw and it was amazing to watch. And it was exactly as it was. So you had him crying,
Oh, the
limping,
crying.
playing with the
That's
dog.
The best bit is you'd be like, it was so weird. It just shows how what happens to your hormones and your emotions as you get more and more tired. And you know, we know what it's like to be doing 100, but and you've done a 200. But imagine you get over that, and you are just delirious and just so emotional about everything. And he'd be talking, and Charlotte would say something to him, and he'd be smiling and laughing. Next minute, he'd just be crying, and I was like laughing. It was just so funny. But it's like I get it. But then he would be suddenly, then he'd click back. It was really weird. So he'd be crying, and then he'd click back to be like, right, yeah, let's go, Charlotte. Yeah, let's go now. Let's go. It was so weird watching him. But he was just so up and down, but equally so focused in Dan's way of fixing. And that's what I loved. And I love that he, like you said, it was very raw, very panned down. And people could just, if they wanted to come up, turn up and run with him, if they could stay with him, he was more than happy for that. There was no organized pacing. There was no organized anything. It was
There was
like,
no sponsorship. There was no
no,
freebies. He
nothing.
didn't even have his fucking watch on. Most of the time, he was wearing a pair of shorts with a shitty little old belt, his watch tucked into the belt because he just didn't want to fucking look at it. Like, it was someone said on Strava, Dan Lawson's getting ready for another challenge. How do I know? Because he started putting runs on Strava testing watches. And Dan was like, because he doesn't wear a watch. So it's like,
True.
it was like, it was just so, it was, I think it was as close to how the person that had the record before would have done it. Whereas now you've got people trying to break records from the 30s and 40s with all the gear. If you look at, you know, like some of the people that are doing it, they don't carry anything at all with them. They like have like they're big sponsors. They have people tracking them. They sleep in amazing beds. They have masseuses. They have all this stuff. Whereas he just went out and cracked on and with his mates and like big props to Darren, who was riding the bike next to him.
Yeah.
He was pacing
And it
him.
was
And
his birthday
Darren's,
during it as well, I
it was
think.
that. Yeah. Darren runs Pair Ups, and Pair Ups are the guys that make the little kits to mend your shoes. So follow them on Instagram. At Pair Ups, and they'll send you some. They're all part of the Green Runners group. They're all part of the Dan's little contingent. And honestly, I thought it was the best thing on Instagram. It made me honestly made me cry. I was like, that is a man who is who believes so hard in what he's doing. I wouldn't. I you couldn't pay even if you paid me $1 million to do that route. The answer is no. That is a complete no.
I think I actually posted a picture of Dan at the end, and I said, "Move over, Biles," because
Oh
she
yeah.
just got over. She just got her individual gold, and then Dan did that. And there's like no, you know, it's like, oh, just Dan's just run that far. And yeah, it was so sort of unassuming. He didn't make a big deal about it. I think the rest of us did because we were all in awe of him, and just we just love following him because we just love Dan. There was yeah,
Dan
there
will
was
be at
no
the
showmanship.
Dan will be at the running show this year in the village green. Dan will be there with
Is he
his
going to be
special.
serving like psychedelics and stuff and coffees from
Sure,
him?
sure. We
Brilliant.
get him to bring the sauna. You can all get. I'd love him to bring the sauna. In fact, I might ask if he could bring the sauna. So Dan's going to be there. You can actually come. You guys can come meet him. You can come and chat to him or try and chat to him because sometimes you enter a very strange realm when chatting to Dan Lawson.
Last time I saw Dan, I went to buy a coffee at Brighton Marathon because I was working there. It was an ASICS event, and he popped up and served me a coffee. I was like, "All right, Dan." I had no idea that he had a coffee van. And yeah, I bought a flapjack from him. God knows what was in
Was
it.
it his coffee van?
Yeah, it was his. It was his thing. And yeah,
Oh.
Pete went to get a drink, and he's like, "Dan Lawson's just served me a coffee." I was
Don't
like, "Are you sure? Have you had one of his flapjacks?"
the flapjacks.
Yeah.
It's 430 miles, everybody. I'm just saying 430 miles. It was took him 4 days, 23 hours, 46 minutes.
Insane.
Yeah.
I hope he's having a good old rest. He's still asleep.
He is still asleep. Still asleep in a random coffee van. Dave McFarlane made a little video, and I don't know where it is, but it will be around somewhere, and I'm sure it'll be beautiful because Dave McFarlane is a fucking ledge.
Oh,
So,
he made like he's going to make a little doco
yeah, like a little
something.
filmy thing. He was out filming him, so I don't think it'll be very long, but I think it'd be worth definitely worth a watch. But if you don't know who Dan Lawson is, please go and find out who Dan Lawson is. Come to the running show, meet him. The man is just he epitomizes the sport at a very high level, but not he's not a dick. Like he's so good. He's a granddad. He's in his 50s.
I
Like legend.
know. Oh, and the other thing was his puppy, which
Oh
all
my
he was
God.
obsessed about was, is Willow okay?
Yes. What a focus to have. Is
All he
Willow
talked
okay?
about was, and then he kept on saying stuff like, Willow, I'll take you for a walk later.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My favorite was when he was laying on the grass going, I thought the ladies were coming to walk Willow and then they haven't turned up. And I'm like, oh, I was going to walk Willow then. I
Charlotte was
just
like,
couldn't stop thinking
Dan,
about
okay, Dan, there's no ladies.
it. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and then also the bit at the end before he went up Ben, the Ben, his he was with oh, what's he called? Another legendary
He was with Marcus Scottley for a bit.
Mark, yeah, Mark, yeah.
Yeah.
And they and he was standing there, and Charlotte was like shoveling, or his mum and Charlotte were like shoveling in takeaway Chinese with, and it was covered in that toxic orange like gunge, you know. And he just poured it all over like in a jug, and then he was using poppadoms, not poppadoms, what they called crackers to scoop
Prawn
it up,
crackers.
shoveling it into his mouth. I mean, he was doing really well with the food. I mean, masterclass, it really was. I
But
mean,
he
at that
kept
point,
throwing it up. Like he just was throwing it up
doesn't matter
everywhere.
as long as you're trying to get it in. If it wants to come out, at least you're trying to get it in. He was just, yeah, going
But
for
this
it.
is the thing, everybody else you see like doing the heroics on this, you know, with
Sponsored
like,
by,
yeah, boom, boom, boom. It's like, Huel, Morten.
Supernatural.
Yeah, he was eating shitty, like, takeaway in a tray and milk bottle sweets.
Exactly.
Just munching on milk bottle sweets. Oh, and
I
edibles.
love them. They're really good,
Are
actually.
they? I like
Yeah, I use
squashums.
those in races. They're lush. And they
I
need
like
that powder.
squashums.
It's got, yeah, they're good as well.
Squashums for the win.
Dan for the win.
Dan for the win. Well done, Dan. Okay, have you got any shutting of stable doors that needs to be done?
Oh God, yeah, actually, have
You
I
got any
got any?
doors that need to be shut? So any stable doors that need to be shut?
No, because it'll be the same stuff that I always moan about. It's always something to do with an influenza.
Oh yeah, I've really cut down on my influenza following. I've actually unfollowed lots of them because
Cold delayed.
I can't be bothered with it. It's made my life so much happier.
Do you think they've noticed that you've culled them? That's the thing.
No, because they're fucking self-centered assholes. So probably not. They're probably like, oh, why are they? No, they actually they haven't. You know what I did at the weekend that I'm going to mention while you think about shutting the door?
Was that you dressed as Wonder Woman?
Actually, this is a shut the stable door. Yeah, it is actually one of them. So
Okay.
I was asked by Pegasus, who are one of the greatest running companies in the United Kingdom. Are you allowed to say United Kingdom when it's Wales? Is Wales part of the United Kingdom, or is it different? Is it
Yeah,
different?
United Kingdom, Great Britain. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry, everyone. I'm a bit shit with things like that. So Wales. It was in Wales. They're Pegasus are an ultra running company that are based in South Wales. I would call them the Centurion of South Wales, except that they don't have any cut-offs, but they have the same vibe, that family vibe. So
Yeah.
they don't have any cut-offs. 30s, 40s, 50s. They've got 100 miler. They've got 200 miler, the world horse. They've got everything, right? They're very affordable. They're very nice. They're hard. They're hard races because it's South Wales. And they asked me to go and be the race director on the Edam, which is a 50-mile race that runs through the Senne Bridge military training area. So it's pretty exciting because it's lots of army men hiding with their hats on. And then you can be like, I can see you. And they don't do anything. They just stare at you. So that was fun. So they asked me to be, so for every race in their slam, they've got six races. They asked a female member of the sport, I suppose you'd say, to be a race director. So I've done it. Mimi Anderson's done it. There's like five or six other women that have done it. And they asked me to pick a race. I picked the Edam, which is the longest one. And they said, you sure? Because it's a long race. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's a really long race. It's got no
Week
cut-offs.
after the 100,
A
yeah.
week after the 100, right? So I'm a race director and I'm like, turn up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, do the registration. That's all I've got to do. Do my registration, do my briefing, just make sure that everything's running all right. But Reese is there, the actual race director, doing the hard shit. You know, if people go missing or if people get blown up by bombs on the course or whatever, like that sometimes happens, or people get shot by accident, or, and this is something that happened a lot, people get lost. Because people get lost on that Senne Bridge training area. And there's a big red bit in the middle on the map that says danger zone, and you're not allowed to go in it, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so there was one guy who came in second and he'd managed to do 58 miles, but he couldn't take the second trophy because seven of those miles had been done in an MOD vehicle where he'd come so far off the course that the MOD had driven him back to checkpoint three.
Oh no, that's so
It's
gutting.
so exciting. And then he got back on the course and then he'd come off the course again. He was completely incapable of reading a map. It's the Epping Way. It's a marked
I was about to
national
say, so
trail.
was there a GPX file or was it just all
There's
marked?
a GPX file and it's the Epping Way. So it's marked with these little posts that have got
So
yellow tops to them. So
it
all
was
you
you.
need to do is go from yellow post to yellow post to yellow post. It's quite simple. Except it's not simple because some of the posts are hidden. You know, it's up and it's very up and downy.
Yeah, and
And
it's
so
tired and you miss it.
tired,
Yeah.
yeah, and the
Yeah.
GPX is as good as the GPX gets, but there's a lot of fences, so you know, when you get on the wrong side of a fence, and you think, oh, fuck it, I'll just keep going, and then you're like, oh, now I can't go over this fence because it's a wall, that sort of thing. It was great, but it was fucking exhausting.
Well, like you said, it was a 30-hour cutoff. You
It
have to
wasn't a
be.
cut-off. There was no cut-off. So people could take as long as they fucking wanted.
Oh God. And so was 30 hours the last person? Is that why it took that long
I was
or
awake for 30
why?
hours.
Right, okay.
The last person came in at about 23:50.
Right.
So
And then
23:50. So that's how long the race has been going. But remember, I've been awake for like 5 hours before. And then I'm awake for a couple of hours afterwards, like to pack it all up. There's a lot of sitting waiting. But the other thing is, they don't have trackers. Pegasus don't use trackers.
So
So, because they don't need
no
to.
idea
You've got
what's
no
going
idea.
on.
So you can't go to sleep because you're like, well, what if they come in? Because you need to, I want someone to be here. I want to greet every single person and I want to give them a medal. But the best thing that happened, there was a bad thing that happened, which I'll talk about in a minute, and then a good thing that happened. The good thing that happened was that our friend Damien turned up at 1:30 in the morning to help, right? To help me. I've said to him, you should do some more volunteering because you're at the
Yeah,
front of the
you
pack, so you
selfish
never see.
bastard.
Yeah, you're at the front of the pack. You get to all the aid stations where they're all clean and lovely.
You
You
eat
don't
all the
eat all the food, you fat bastard, fake vegan fat bastard. Lick it, you lick everything so that no one can have
he
anything
eats all
else.
the meat. He definitely does.
He does. I've seen him eating fucking pork pies. No one's business stuffing them in his pockets for later.
Nibbles them around the corner.
Exactly. A whole plate of raw steak, licking it. So I said to him, why don't you need to see. Come and see what happens to the general population, right? And people at the back, because you never see it. You're in bed. So you don't actually know because you've literally never seen it. And he very nicely turned up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And
It's just so hilarious.
yeah, and nobody, obviously, it's dark and he's got his little hat on to try and disguise himself.
To
And
cover his mohawk.
yeah, and he, and I was like, this is a nice surprise, sort of. And he, stood there at the aid station and made tea, right?
Course.
Nobody at that aid station, none of the volunteers said, let on that they knew who he was until he made one of them a cup of tea, poured milk into it, gave it to her, and she just looked at it and went, what's that? He was like, it's a cup of tea. She went, that's not a cup of tea, it's like hot milk. He was like, no, it's a cup of tea.
Devastated.
And she looked at him and she went, I thought you were an expert on tea. And his face just dropped. And I was like, yeah, that is
Like,
quite
I'm
bad.
not doing this again.
Yeah, that was quite bad because you are supposed to, you're Mr. T. Oh, look at my tea. I do tea. Tea.
Again, it's just all a cover.
Well, the reason was he doesn't understand how real milk works, does he? Because you have to put a lot of oat milk in tea, don't you? But you only put a little bit of normal
Oh,
milk
of
in.
course,
And
gross.
he'd over milked the tea.
He put oat milk in, of course.
No, he didn't put oat milk in. He put normal milk in. He's used to oat milk. So he put the same amount of normal milk that he would oat milk, and it just became hot. Like
Oh,
sort of
gross.
tea flavored water.
Why does anyone, sorry, vegan people or whatever you, why would anyone
I
eat anything?
love oat milk. I don't do
Yeah, but
normal
not
milk
in
anymore.
tea.
Yeah, in tea.
No.
I don't like normal milk in tea or coffee
Right, well,
anymore.
that's getting in the bin in the stable. That's going to shut the stable door. Anyone that puts anything apart from dairy milk in their tea needs to, sorry. I can
She's
even,
furious. You're furious, aren't you?
Pete has oat milk in, he has, as I call them, vegan coffees. He has an oat latte. Again, no idea why. No, you should never mess with that. Never. I eat
Well,
tofu. Okay, I eat tofu. I actually like tofu.
I eat
But
tofu. It's tofu.
the tofu, tofu.
Tofu.
But yeah, I, no, I, that's wrong. So, yes, no, so no wonder he got told off for making it wrong because he doesn't know how to make tea properly.
Well, he was embarrassed. He
What
was,
tea bags does he use?
I think the word I would use is he felt humiliated and emasculated. Because the guy that came second, that came in,
Masculine.
yeah, second, so tea masculated. The guy that came in second to last, he was a renowned tea drinker called
All
Terry.
right.
And
Terry's a good
we've been
drinker.
told, you need, don't fuck this up. Do not fuck this tea up for Tezza, who's been out there for 23 and a half
Imagine it. All
hours.
he's been thinking about is like, oh,
Yeah.
can't wait for a nice cup of tea.
So Damien starts to get quite nervous about it. He boiled a fresh kettle. We only had PG tips. It was all a bit of a nightmare. And
Oh.
we were outside in a field. And he made this tea and he shakingly gave it to Tezza and then watched as Terry took his first sip. Terry had no idea who Damien was.
Because he couldn't see at that point.
Yeah. I went, he's like, Damien was like, how is it? Like, is it? He's like, it's all right.
It'll do.
It's all right. And he's like, is it all right? Like, How many out of 10? And I was expecting to get 8. 6 out of 10.
Oh, I suppose for a tea drinker, a connoisseur, maybe that's quite good.
No, it isn't. It
Yeah,
isn't. It is defense, I
but
will
you would have
say.
very high standards, though.
But it is the end of an ultra. In everyone's defense, I will say it goes cold very quickly outside, doesn't it? And it is quite hard to get that tea bag steepage without it getting cold. And
Yeah, that's
also,
why you need your thermo blasts or whatever they're
you do
called.
use thermos, don't you? Anyway, that was good. Thank you very much for doing that, Damien. And then, but the thing that I was going to say with Laura was, so I had a Wonder Woman outfit that I wanted to wear,
I
that I was
love
going to
them.
wear. Now, the reason I was going to wear this Wonder Woman outfit is because the Pegasus logo is designed around the Wonder Woman logo. So if you look at it, it's a bit similar and it has a horse's head on it, right? And I'm like, this is cool because
Did you
one,
take your horse's head?
I so wanted to take my horse's head and do like half Marie Luard, who is like this creature that they have that comes around at Christmas
Yeah.
with a horse's head on, and
Love it.
half Wonder Woman, like Marie Luard. Amazing. People would have been like, that's too much. And there's children in this park and they're
No,
frightened.
you should have done that at the end.
You
So when
should
they
have
come
done that at the
in,
end.
you've got the horse's head, like, whoa.
Somebody ran in at the end carrying a skull that they'd found for me and they'd been carrying it for 35 miles.
Lush, covered in flesh.
Yes, bleeding. Anyway, so what was this outfit? And the reason I wore it was one, the Pegasus logo. Two, it's female race. We're talking about female race directors here. We're talking about empowering women to be the best that they possibly can. That's the runners and that's the race directors. And that's a why are there not more women in this sport? That's a big question. I wore that to empower myself. I wore it with a pair of shorts underneath and I was like, I'm going to wear this for most of the day and my trainers, right? What do you think happened when I put that outfit on?
You got a lot more OnlyFans hits. You got certain comments. I don't
Thank
know.
you. I stood there on that rock and I said, all the people that identify as female come to the front. And I said, everybody here is doing a 50 miler. It's hard for everybody to train for this, but it's even harder for these women because of the way that society treats women. They say that you're taking time away from your children. They give you mummy guilt. It's very difficult. It's hard for you to go and train by yourself because you're frightened by yourself because we are frightened something is going to happen to us when we're out on a hill on our own. So these women that are standing at the front deserve a huge round of applause for even getting to the start line and for being an inspiration to other women to get to the start line, right? And then I said, I want all the women to go to the front of the gantry and I want to start at the front and the men can start at the back because I'm sick to fucking death of men pushing to the front. It's bullshit. So let's have the women at the front, right? Got the horse to the front of the gantry, stood there. Oh, and then I said, before everyone went, I went, men, listen to me. I was like, it's not all men, but it is men. And you men here, you have to be our allies. Call out banter, call out bullshit, call out anything you hear at work or anywhere else where you're like, if someone said that to a man, they'd get punched in the face. I'm like, you need to be our allies and you can't just be quiet because in being quiet, you're part of the problem. I was like, and I said to them, do you understand? And they went, yes, we understand. Off we went to the gantry and then I took a photo of them all at the front. It was really great, just like four deep women. Then I said, okay, you can reshuffle yourself if you're not comfortable being at the front. And guess what? Four or five men pushed to the front. I'm like, you've got a fucking gate to get through. What are you doing? Why can't you just
And you've
fucking.
got 50 miles.
Oh, anyway, there's always going to be those people. Then off they went. Now I was walking back to Scout Hut to get my stuff, my other stuff. And some of the comments I got off some of the blokes that were either watching, that were like the supporters, or sadly working on the event, were just too far.
Rocketry, yeah.
And it went from an empowering move, and Wonder Woman is a sign of female empowerment because she is, to a fucking
Sexualize it.
sexualized
Yeah.
bullshit, like. If I was wearing a sports bra and a pair of shorts, would I get the same shit? I might get the same shit.
It might, but it wouldn't be, yeah, it wouldn't be so forthcoming. Exactly, that was my exact thought when you said that. I knew that you'd have had sort of, yeah, some sort of comment, wolf whistle, something like that.
Yeah. And it got me, and I was like, do you know what? I feel really uncomfortable. Now I have to go to checkpoint one and get out of checkpoint one and stand there. And I'm like, I'm happy to do that. I've got no problem with standing around in a Wonder Woman costume, but I don't like this slight anxiety I've got that certain blokes are like, "Oh, look at that!"
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. I
I mean,
don't
you
want
should have
it.
been dressed as He-Man.
Or maybe I should have dressed as Marie Luard. I don't think they would have been having a wank over that, would they?
Well, you
And
never know.
so, yeah, you never know in Wales. And so I got changed, took it off.
Yeah, it was just so it's what so them being the way they were has worked.
It's all worked in their favour, though, hasn't
No, true.
No.
Actually, so talking about, I'm trying to think of, to be honest, there was no sort of real rage for me, shut the stable door stuff. But actually, when you saying that, I had two instances last week, which were really pissed me off. And sorry, again, it was men. I was running on the Colliers Way, which I do most weekends when I do my long run, and it's an out and back, slightly downhill. Anyone who knows it, sort of towards Radstock, and then I turn around, I stop at the co-op, get myself a can of pop,
Oh, a can of pop.
and maybe some sweets if I want them, and then I run back. Last weekend I did that, ran out. It wasn't Sunday's gone, the Sunday before, it was bloody hot. Ran out past these two guys running towards me with their like event shirts on, like bath half shirts and stuff. Just smiled. I always like smile or say hi. Always say hi to people. And then stopped, got my drink. So I stopped there for a few minutes to get my drink, sort myself out, put some tunes on, run back. Anyway, caught up with these guys. And was running sort of up, had to sort of say, ask, because it's quite narrow to get past them. As I ran past, one of the guys started doing like fast arm movements, like trying to be like Forrest Gump. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And as I went past, he goes, oh God, that's embarrassing. And I was like, why? Because you got overtaken by a woman. And it was like, whoa. And then they were just like laughing amongst themselves. I just kept going because I was like, I'm not gonna, I'm running and,
It's not embarrassing when I'm a highly trained sort of professional athlete, is
just
it?
like
It's what you said.
it's probably quite embarrassing for you because you've been overtaken by a woman going much faster than you and not even breathing. But when you run past me afterwards, you think so many times I wanted to turn around and go back because I really wanted to put them in place to just say, look, you can't, why are you saying stuff like
Why
that
can't they
in
just
this
say
day and age?
amazing or like well done or whoa, you're an
But
incredible
this is the
athlete? Why
thing.
can't they say that?
So I'd been playing cat and mouse with these two women on their bikes, and they were cycling up the same way as me. And we were sort of going cat and mouse a bit because they were going faster, I was going slower. Anyway, eventually they came up past me, and as they went past, they were like, oh wow, you're going at such a good pace. And I went, thanks. And I said, did you go past those guys back then? They went, yeah. And I went, oh, they just told me. I relayed the story, and they were like, what a prick. Oh, and they were just like, it's so sad and everything. And they were like, yeah, we think you're amazing, amazing legs and all that. And then I was like, how cool is that? It was like women bigging up women, but we'd all gone past those two guys running. And I just thought, why did he feel he needed to say that? It was so, and then it just really sort of, yeah, riled me for the rest of the way back. And it ended up by running much faster on the way back, which is great.
Good work. Let's get some sexists out on the course for our interval sessions.
Exactly. Let's just get some men who just feel inadequate because it works. So sadly, I didn't see them this weekend because I'd got loads of lines. You know how you think about all these comeback lines. So yeah, that was pretty sad, really. And then in the week, I almost got run down by a man in a white van
Oh,
because
lovely.
I loved it. It was like on a back lane. I was with Lemmy, and I get so fucking angry when people drive fast on those lanes. Really furious, especially when I've got a dog attached to me. Came around the corner, absolutely flying. When I say came around the corner, he still had a long straight of road. Was accelerating towards me. I did what my mum always does. She stands in the road doing this. She puts the arm out to slow down. Anyway, I was like, slow down like this. Anyway, what did he do? He
Sped
put
up.
his foot down, accelerating towards me, giving me the finger, and then
Giving
drove
you the finger. Lovely.
past.
Sometimes I feel like throwing myself in front of their vehicle because then it's like, you're going to go to prison now. All the best. I know that I've crippled myself for life, but it was kind of worth it.
I do this, I say this to Pete, and Pete's like, why are you walking in front of that car? And I'm like, well, he'll pay for it. And he's like, I know, no, you'll pay for it. And I was like, but yeah. And then unfortunately, I couldn't catch up with him because he was getting so fast because he got to the junction and there was loads of cars coming.
I would have
And
taken a photo of his number plate.
I didn't have my phone. And so I was going towards him and he was at the junction and you could tell he was probably shitting himself because I was running as fast as I could to catch up with him. And like all these cars were going past because it was like early in the morning. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And then he managed to pull away, screeching his tires to look cool.
You know what we should do? We should start taking out like little cuddly toys or even like little baby dolls,
And chuck
hiding
them in the
them,
road.
chuck them in the road. So when they're going fast, be like, oh my God, they'll think they've hit something.
Yeah.
Would they care? I don't
And then
know.
when they get out of the car, I can tell them exactly what I think of them in a strongly worded letter.
You
But
can.
yeah. So yeah, so that's a fun week of rage.
Yeah, it is a fun week of rage, isn't it? Just the last thing on this is the interesting thing is I've had a lot of thinking to do about this Wonder Woman outfit, right? Which I actually kind of want to wear for Skador, and I feel like I'll be safer at Skador for some reason. And I think I know why I feel like I'll be safer at Skador. That's because Nikki Griffin is there as the RD, and I think that two
Right.
of us, nobody will fucking dare say a word to me. And anyway, I started to think it's my fault for wearing the outfit. That's what I started to think.
Oh.
I started to think it's my fault for drawing attention to myself in a
That's it.
sexualized way by
That's it.
wearing that outfit. And I was like, and I convinced myself that was it. And then I was like, were you wearing that outfit to be sexy? No, I got loads of sexy stuff I can wear, fucking shit loads of it. I'm a queen of nice underwear, but I didn't wear my nice underwear. I wore a fucking cheap
You?
Amazon Wonder Woman outfit, right? Yeah, I've got some great underwear, right?
I'm just hideous, old, saggy,
But
sweaty stuff.
if I want to look hot, I can look really sexy. I've got loads of great clothes. That's not why I was wearing the Wonder Woman outfit. Believe me, boys, it's not. It's cheap, tacky rubbish from Amazon.
And if you
No.
rubbed up against it, you'd probably burst into flames with all the
Exactly. It kept me so warm. In fact, I might put it in as mandatory kit because it did keep me very warm, right?
sweaty and
That's
itchy.
not why I'm wearing it. It's supposed to be a symbol of female empowerment. Yet with a couple of fucking comments that was ripped out, fear and anxiety was put into me. And I'm a confident fucking person. And I felt like I had to cover myself up. Me, Ali fucking Bailey.
It's a shame that you didn't turn around and did you say anything to some of those people that made
I was busy. I was on the way up to get my kit. I had to get my kit, get back in the car. Like I just was like, I basically ignored the comments
you
and I
think they'll
should
listen to
have called
this?
them up. I don't know if they'll listen to this. And I don't know if they listen to this and they'll go, oh, that's just banter. I was having a laugh with Ali. It's not having a laugh when I don't say anything back to you. And I should have said something back and I didn't. And the worst thing is, the people that said it, I now have a really like, I'm like, I used to like you,
Yeah, you
but
have a
now I
weird
just,
feeling now.
there's like a edge to it and it's like, you're gross. I remember going to a bad boy running Christmas party, right, when I wasn't drinking. And people that I thought I liked being utterly disgusting with me, saying things to me that were fucking disgusting. And they were pissed. But I was like, where I drew the line with bad boy running. I was like, I'm not hanging out with you. You guys are sexist. You're misogynist. You are like, you don't say that to people, drunk or not. Like, it's disgusting and it's threatening. And it's really sad. Like, it's just really sad, isn't it? But the point is, men listening to this, if you're in that situation at running club or at work, if you hear anybody say anything that you wouldn't like them to say to your sister or your wife or your mum, fucking call it out.
Say something. Say
Stop
something.
it. Yeah, just
Yeah.
fucking stop it. So that was my what?
Don't be a sheep.
Don't be a sheep and don't be a shit. Don't be a shitty sheep.
Be a woman dressed as a horse.
Be Marie Louette. She will come to your door on Christmas Eve and she will kill you. Oh, it's good, isn't it? Pickles, absolutely, yeah. I'm horribly angry about this. Right. Last but not least, Correspondence Corner.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's Correspondence Corner.
What have you got in your Correspondence Corner?
I haven't got anything. You've got them all.
I sent them to you on an email.
You are such a liar. Everyone, listen to this. She said she was going to send me all these. Apparently, I've had the most emails anyone in the whole.
I sent it to her last night at
No, you.
9:13. Do you want me to read them out to you? You can do that. They're
Yes.
live. This is a live
Everyone, listen. I'm just
corner.
going on to my emails. Oh, I bet it's gone to junk, hasn't it? Hang on. Nope, nothing there.
It's called Quiz John's, the
She's just
title
trying
of
to
the
cover
email.
up her inadequacy. Yeah, nothing there.
The Quiz
Anyway.
John's.
Go on then.
Dear Holly, this is interesting.
Oh.
I am currently tapering for my first ultra, the Grand Tour of Skiddaw, which is this weekend. So this is actually moribund.
Far is it?
It's 48 miles and it's 8,000 foot of vert.
So 2000 and a bit.
Yeah, so it goes along the edge of a river and then it goes up Skiddaw. It is
Okay.
a bastard. So I'm currently training for my first ultra Grand Tour of Skiddaw in a couple of weeks' time, which is actually this Saturday. I'll be tapering. I go to running club once a week and do an interval session as set by the coach. It varies every week, but usually totals between 2.5 and 3 miles. Sometimes I take the minimum option if I've got a big mileage week or I'm feeling really tired.
Yeah.
My question is, should I still be doing intervals during the taper? And if so, any tips on how to approach, i.e. back off a bit, take the lower rep option, or do the max if I feel like it? Many thanks. With many happy memories of sexy runkeeper, Fiona Wallace.
Sexy runkeeper?
Yeah, your sexy runkeeper voice.
Oh, God. Yeah, when did she listen to that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she does.
So sorry. Okay, yes, brilliant question. And this applies to anyone tapering for any race.
That's why I've included it. I thought it doesn't matter that it's time specific.
No.
Fiona's stuck with the tape with the intervals. Maybe she's totally fucked it up. But she'll be listening to this on the morning of Skidore.
It's the only issue. It's like been and gone. So you might have got it completely wrong, Fiona. But anyway, so the law of tapering is a sort of law, but the advice is you should reduce the volume of your training. And that would be, again, actually, no, this does vary according to the race, like the length of the race. But if you were going to be doing like a marathon, say, or let's say an ultra, you would be reducing your volume probably, I would say, maximum 2 weeks out. I don't believe in tapering any earlier than that because you actually end up detraining. I actually taper sometimes only like a week before, or 10 days, let's say. But let's say 2 weeks out, you taper. And what you should be doing, so what your normal volume is, you need to just reduce that. So you start reducing that 2 weeks out. So gradually, so the 2 weeks out, you'd reduce it by, let's say if you normally did 50 miles a week, you might do 40 miles a week. And then the week before you might do, because if you're going to be doing the race, you might just do 20 miles in that week. So you reduce your volume, but you try and keep the same amount of intensity, but obviously it would be shorter. So I would still do your track session on the Tuesday, and I would go for the shorter distance, so the 2.5 miles. That would be more than enough, but you still keep the intensity. In fact, I always give my guys and girls maybe some really short, sharp stuff, more shorter and faster stuff, just to keep that pop in the legs, because you've got all your endurance stuff already. So I would keep the intensity, reduce the volume. Also, you really should keep the frequency, because your body is used to, if your body's used to running 3 or 4 times a week, to keep doing that, but just reduce the amount. So maybe if you did the 5 miles on a Monday, reduce it down to 3 or 4. And that's it. Some people, I will say as well, as much as you say to keep the frequency, some people like to have maybe an extra rest day in that week before, and that's not going to hurt as well. That's it. Reduce the volume, keep the intensity.
You can't get fitter, but you can get shitter.
Exactly. And if in doubt, just do a bit less. But I honestly do think that some people do very long tapers and they reduce far too much. And actually, it's worth sometimes experimenting and doing something different. And I have experimented where I've done very short tapers. And I've also done, you know, I've done, yeah, very different tapers. But that I think that's the best one that works. And that works for generally for most people.
I remember Rob Pope, Forrest Gump man who ran across America. I was talking to him about Run Britannia 2 weeks before I started Run Britannia. I was like, how did you taper? And he went, I didn't, I just went in hot. He was like, I actually increased and increased and increased, and I was running 35 miles a day, and then I went in running 35 miles a day. I was like,
I mean, that's insane.
I'm not doing that.
I would say for something like that, actually, you almost need to go in detrained, so you get fitter as time goes on, so you actually use it as a training.
Happened to me. I got fitter as it went on, and by the end of it, I my fitness score on Strava was 209. It would never ever be 209 again.
Yeah. Stuff like that is completely different. You need to go in sort of under trained and with a bit of weight on you, I'll be honest.
Yeah, little tubby nug nugs. Right, thank you. Rachel Fryer asks, my question is it better, she said, would you be able to advise on how best to focus on being able to run a bit quicker? Okay. How best to be able to run a bit quicker? My question is it better to take a step back to shorter distances, such as 5K or 10K, and focus on getting quicker at those shorter distances, then build back up to longer distances? Or doesn't it matter what distance you run or race, as long as you include speed work in your training?
I think the answer, she's actually answered it herself, both really. If I would say that if you do want to, if you're thinking about a long-term plan that you definitely want to get faster over the longer stuff, then go back. And if you were going to be like into marathon training, if you really want to get faster at the marathon, you do need to get faster at the shorter stuff, or definitely do a shorter, a speed block, which is what you're going to be doing. Shorter speed blocks. So do your 5,000 meter work, 10,000, but maybe 5,000 work. Do a block of like 2 to 3 months minimum, before you start doing your longer stuff. But if you don't want to do that, you should always be doing some speed work, as you know, Ali, because doing that little bit of running faster, just run a little bit faster once or twice a week, and you will see, you will reap the rewards, especially if you've never done it before. And also,
You will reap the rewards as
will reap
well.
rewards and keep your strides in, because strides are magic. Hill strides, flat strides.
Why are they so magic? When they do, you just do them, and you're like, I feel like a dick doing these, and I don't feel like they do anything. But then,
You
why are they
do.
so magic? What do they do?
They're so magic because they basically are stimulating that sort of fast twitch fibers, and they just get your body switched on to running faster. So not only is it the great thing about strides, they're not I've got terminologies wrong, physiologically demanding as such, as if you were doing, so if I was going to say, no, actually I want you to go and do 12 400s, they're not long enough to cause that fatigue, but they're long enough or short enough to switch on that muscle memory. So you're just getting your body used to doing running fast. Also, it's really good for form, and the hill strides are really, really good as well for I hate people saying hills are really good for strength work because it's very different. But and also hills, doing hills and short hill strides are really good for reducing possibility of getting injured, because hill work, you're less likely to get injured.
Ooh, why is
Going
that?
up, not going down. Going down, you're more likely to get injured. That's why I always say walk down after you've done strides. So hill strides, it's the impact force. So you're driving up, you're going to be less likely to get injured. Power strides.
That
Power.
those strides, super strides.
So yeah, always include some speed. And that can be, I mean, so my sort of golden rule is, if you want to be doing the really, really, really short stuff, you need to be really getting a minimum of 12 minutes of really fast running in that session.
What, so the in so like if you so say it's like seven, like I don't know, like six, so you gave me six times one times twice once, right? So that's 12 minutes, so that's
Minutes.
12 minutes of fast running.
Yeah, it's
Okay,
just broken up.
yeah, so like,
Breaks
so
up.
but that's it, like that's the actual fast bit should be 12 minutes
Yeah.
minimum.
So when you look at a session that someone set you, or you read something somewhere and you think, I'll give a go at that, look at the volume of intensity. So the volume of intensity, although it might be, let's say it's 12 by 1 minute, so that what you've got 12, but with a 1 minute recovery, but the whole session's 24 minutes, but actually 12 minutes of that is your actual intensity. So look at that. And if it's got really, really, I think we're talking about people who aren't sort of 800 meter runners, 1500 meters, that's different. But for us, 12 minutes minimum at that fast pace, so that's like 5K pace or even quicker. That's what you should be looking at, a 5K effort. So that would be level like 9 out of 10. And then when you'll be wanting to run a little bit slower, so that sort of tempo, lactate threshold, turn point, there's so many terminologies, but it's basically your sort of, let's say, your half marathon pace or feel. Then obviously the effort level needs to be a little more like 7 or 8, probably like 8. And that pace could be, you really want to be looking at running anything between 20 at the very lowest up to maybe an hour. And that doesn't have to be obviously in one block, but obviously at the end it is. But you can start by doing 2 minute efforts, 3 minute efforts, 4 minute efforts, and breaking up. But it's a slower pace.
Very helpful. Finally tonight, this morning, Teresa Kemp. And this is good, actually. This follows off from what you just said. How often should we cross train and strength train? Are resistance machines just as good as free weights?
Oh, really good question. So, strength training you can do once a week. That would be more than enough. And you can do it 3 or 4 times a week. That's fine as well. I mean, Pete does about 4 times a week, but he breaks everything down into body parts. So he might just go in and do chest, and it might take 10 minutes. It's very different for him because he works in a gym, so he's there most days. If you didn't, then it would be a bit of a pain in the ass. You'd be in the car all the time, wouldn't you, going there? But yeah, you could do it as short as once a week. I would say minimum once a week, and then you can take that up as much as you want. But however, I will say that you always need to think, like, so what is your priority? If your priority is just strength training, then that would prioritize the amount of times you would go strength training, would prioritize the running. But your most people here are going to be prioritizing the running, so therefore strength would always be less. In terms of whether you should have machines or free weights, doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of people think that you should just do free weights, but actually, depending on your gym as well, because obviously some gyms, like your gym's great as well, like ours, where we've got loads of free weight loading machines. So you put you stack the weights on as opposed to using the pins. But either of them are just as good. I mean, I think if you're starting out as well, machines are really good because they'll set you in the right position and form.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to start using free weights, it's really good to have someone, have a strength coach or someone that can just take you through stuff to start with to check that your form's correct, because that's really important. Like, we get everyone that we coach, we're not coaching them in person. Pete's really wants films of you. He, you send
Pete's
films
got
of
a dirty little hard drive full
he's
of,
got a folder,
yeah,
he's
films
got,
of us.
like pelvic thrust folder and stuff like that. So the best bits is like some of the people that send the a lot of the boys who send their videos, and they bend down and they've got their big flappy shorts on. I'm like, oh no,
Oh,
can you just
no.
can you video it from the side? So stuff like that. I just But it's brilliant because it means he can do form checks, and also it means that you can say stuff like, actually, if you just moved your foot this way, I mean, I'm sure he does this with you. If you just did this here, this exercise will feel much more comfortable, or you'll be able to push more, you'll be able to lift more. And by just doing those form corrections, you can actually totally change what you're doing. So the answer is, it really doesn't matter. Both are just as good. But I think that if you're going to do free weights and you've never used, done strength training before, make sure you book a session with a good strength coach and they can talk you through. Just check that your form is really good.
When she says how often should we cross train and strength train,
Oh, cross
what's the
training.
difference between cross training and strength training? Because I get a lot of people, I get a lot of clients who are like, oh, well, I do this once a week. I do like, so they'll say I do a HIIT class once a week. Does that count? And I'm like, I don't really think it does.
God, so HIIT, if you we any we won't coach anyone that does like cross training, not cross training, CrossFit.
CrossFit, you won't coach CrossFit athletes.
It's not, that's not a bad thing. So Pete was the first person to set up CrossFit in the UK.
Was
So
he?
yes, he was a CrossFit coach. And CrossFit coaches, in fact, this is a good plug. If you're looking for someone to help you with form, CrossFit coaches are the best coaches for form and starting you off. I think they're brilliant. But what there's nothing wrong with CrossFit as such, but CrossFit is high intensity training, HIIT training, okay? And if we've got people coming in and they're doing CrossFit once, twice, three times a week, then they're coming in and they want to train for a half marathon or 5K. If you think about it, it's like the equivalent of them doing three or four track sessions a week on top of them doing the running training. It's far too much intensity, and they need to cut it out. If you're just going to do CrossFit and then jog easy the rest of the time, that's fine. Although I would say, really, if you were doing a running training program, you would only probably do two hard sessions a week, wouldn't you? So CrossFitters, some people are going like three, four, five times a week. That's
I know.
far too much intensity. And as a result, you see a lot of people with injuries, even heart conditions, that need to be reducing that. There's nothing wrong with CrossFit. It's just how you put the rest of it around it. So if you were doing CrossFit twice a week, great, but the rest of your running needs to be easy. If you're doing CrossFit once a week, running easy, and then maybe one session a week.
But
But
would you
everything.
put in, if they were doing CrossFit, would you put in a strength session as well?
Strength training, yeah, I would put in strength training as well. But again, you're going to have to look at volume and intensity. It's about balancing that. And the problem is with CrossFit is it's high intensity. And so you're going to be also be lifting, but you're not lifting. When you do CrossFit, it's lower volume but high intensity, if you know what I mean. So it's a lower volume, and but you're lifting how many repetitions. Whereas when we prescribe the strength stuff, it's much more lower volume, higher weight. So it's about balancing it all. But yeah, certainly we don't coach anyone that does CrossFit.
Well, I have that a lot, so I'm very grateful to that for you saying that, because I have said to people, you need to reduce that, and they're like, no, because it's like a cult, and it's like,
Exactly. And I get
I
it.
think people, I think people just think weights are weights and exercise is exercise. And if I'm doing this, it then this, like, I have a lot of people that are like, oh, can I get on the bike instead of running? I'm like, you can't get on the bike instead of running. You have to go running. Like, that's what you have to do. And it just, I just think that there is, because you're obviously people, I'm not an expert. Fucking, I'm no way an expert, but I don't, I really struggle with the CrossFit people who want to also, and they're like, that is the strength though. I'm like, it isn't, that isn't strength. Like, it really
No.
isn't.
And I
This
will say
is
about
no ball
cross
game.
training, like biking, Stairmaster, oh, there's definitely places for that. Like, so if people are injured, they definitely will be doing their running, they'll convert expert they're running to the cross training, and that's mainly by heart rate. You did Stairmaster because that's very specific to your race, as in there's a lot of climbing. So I incorporate that with a lot of people. So that's different, but that's cardio. That's not
But
strength training.
also that goes in
High
the
intensity.
that goes on to the end of the, for me, that goes on to the end of the strength train. It's specific to what I'm doing, and I'll just do it once a week. I'm not doing it 4 times a week.
No.
Like, it's like, no, thank you. I don't go, oh, do you know what I'll do? I'm going to get the Stairmaster for 45 minutes. No one does that. No one's ever done that, ever, ever.
No.
So yeah, it's that's actually super, super helpful. Thanks for those.
No
Save
problem.
the rest for another day. What are you doing this weekend? What's going on this weekend?
I've got my friend Sean coming on Saturday, and we'll probably go for a run. It's supposed to be raining all
Oh, I've
weekend.
met Sean. Did I meet Sean at Cross? I Love Trails.
Yes, you met Sean
Yeah,
at
I love her. She's
Cross
amazing.
Trails.
Cross Trails.
Where
Love
you go,
Trails.
you're really angry.
CrossFit Trails. Imagine CrossFit Trails. How Love Trails can get worse. CrossFit Trails.
Oh my God, it'd be people like lifting up straw bales whilst doing a trail run, stopping and doing
There would be lots of workshops
chippering or whatever they
on
call it.
toxic masculinity, wouldn't there? Loads of toxic masculinity workshops.
And no tops, etc. So Sean's coming, and we're gonna go for a run, we're probably gonna eat pizza. And that's it. But next week, we go to France, baby! France!
You're going to France, baby. France.
We are driving. We are taking Lemmy, Lemon Puff, as we like to call him, Puffin in the Pyrenees. His first
Oh,
time.
Puffin in the Pyrenees. What a
Puffin
cute
in
little
the Pyrenees.
Instagram story.
So we're taking him to France. What could possibly go wrong? We're going to stay out there, and we're going to do high altitude training for 5 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But that's it, really. Yeah, this weekend is just yeah, that's it. Training, usual training.
How are you going to do the pod when you're in France?
They have the internet in France, I believe. I
Do
know the
they?
yes. Yeah, and they have
Wow.
baguettes.
Wow.
I know.
Do they use the
I'm
baguettes to
saying
get the internet?
yeah, you antennae. Whoop. So yeah, so I will be doing the pod out there, which will be exciting. Yeah, I'll be doing it
Guess
every
who's
week.
coming to look after your plants for a week?
R.I.P. plants.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I've got to do a film of everything in the house, the weird things about our house, so that you know what to do, because I think you'll get here and you'll be like, how do
Why
I
is it
cook?
haunted? Is it cursed?
No, it's not haunted, it's just that it's old. You'll be fine. But I don't want you to have sex in my bed with anyone. I don't want you to Pete was like, I'm putting the plastic sheets on because I know what she's like.
Okay.
She's sitting there with her fingers in her mouth. I don't know what that means.
Mean,
Yeah, but no,
best leave the Wonder Woman costume at home then.
Wait, it's Froom.
Yeah,
Froom,
I was
did
gonna walk
you
around for a minute.
last a couple of, I think it was beginning of the year, because some of my friends sent it to me. There was something in the national press about, I don't know how they found this out. They must have, I don't know, someone standing in the street with a clipboard. Froom is the epicenter of affairs.
Is it?
Yeah, more so. A lot of people in Froom apparently have other secondary relationships.
In Froom, or do they just?
No, specifically Froom. It's a great, they said it's a great town. Everyone's quite liberal. So we have our independent council and everything. But we do like to swap partners apparently in
Do
Froom.
you?
Yeah.
Do you,
I
Holly?
don't. I don't.
I
I haven't got time. I'm too tired.
okay. Well, I will be walking around your house looking for the upside down pineapples. Interesting artwork in our living room, upside down pineapple artwork. You can see from the road. Pickle, stop it. Do you not know about the upside down pineapples? Do people not know about the upside down pineapples?
No, what are you talking about?
Don't look at you. Oh, what are you talking about? So, you know how it used to be pampas grass outside your house was like the side of a swinger? Now
Yeah.
it's pineapples. So, if pineapples are the international sign of hospitality, so if you walk around the supermarket with an upside down pineapple in your trolley, it means I'm looking for fun, maybe more.
I don't know where the hell have you got that information from? Where
I tell you what, why don't you Google it? Ruin
is
your
your
algorithm.
upside down
Upside
pineapple?
down
What does
pineapples.
that
What are
mean?
pineapples? What's an upside down pineapple the symbol for? Now, one of the funny things
Going to
that
look it
happened
up
at
on
the
Pete's
weekend,
phone.
upside down pineapple. One of the things that happened, what does an upside down pineapple mean on a cruise ship? But for people who are swingers, couples who switch partners for the purpose of having physical relations, upside down pineapples serve as a subtle way to indicate they're part of that lifestyle, thereby making it easier for potential partners to find them.
That's on cruise ships. That's very
no.
Different.
That's just in all. It's all life. My sister was the other day. I saw I went to see my sister, and she was wearing a t-shirt with a Diamante pineapple on the front, and I had to be like, cease and desist, take that off, for a number of reasons, but one of them
there's
being
a number of
swingers.
reasons.
Yeah.
Diamante.
And the worst thing is, Saren, my niece, 15, was like, "Thank God you told her." And I'm like, "Saren, did you know?" She's like, "Yeah, I did." And I'm like, "So why did you tell her?" She's like, "What's with that on?"
Hang on, what's her name? Saren or Seven?
Saren.
I love that name.
Saren is Welsh for star.
I didn't know that. It sounds like something slightly Lord of the Rings. Love
Saren
that.
is not Lord of the Rings. She's
Okay.
quite. The funny thing was, at the aid station, Damien, our Mohawk's friend, had a pineapple and was like constantly playing with the pineapple. And I was like, "You need to put
Head
that down,
looks
mate."
like a pineapple.
Yeah. Oh my God, that explains everything. I was like, "You need to put that down, mate. Put the pineapple down."
He didn't know, did he? Of course he didn't. He's a good tea drinking vegan boy.
Yeah. Anyway, he was at one point walking across the car park holding it. And I was like, "There's lots, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. There's lots of people in camper vans. Please put the pineapple down."
I feel like Damien's just like a bit, sorry, not Damien,
Vegan
Megan
Mohawk
Ford
guy.
is very sort of closeted is the wrong word, very sort of like he needs to learn a few ways of the world, doesn't
Don't
he?
worry, he's hanging out with me quite a lot, so he's learning quite a lot of ways of the world.
Poor guy.
He's getting an education. You don't need to worry about Damien. He's getting an
Oh,
education.
oh dear. What sort of education? That's the
A
issue.
bad one. If we were at school, his mum would be like, "Damien, I don't want you hanging out with that girl.
You've got to keep away from that girl.
She's bad news."
She's a bad one.
Yeah, look at her. She's walking around with a fucking horse's skull on her head and a cape. She's changed
Holding
her name to
holding
Maggie
up
Newegg.
pineapple.
Yeah, holding upside down pineapple. Right. I love you. This has been long. I have to go now. I have to go now.
Love you, bye.
I'll speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you for listening to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System sponsored by Innovate. We would absolutely love it if you could just take 1 minute to visit the BritishPodcastAwards.com and vote for us in the Listener's Choice Award, because you're the listeners and we know that this is the choice that you want to make. It's the only choice. It's the best choice. Why not make it? Follow us on Instagram. It's Ultrasound System Pod. And on Facebook, we have a social group as well, so you can meet up with people in real life. We love you. We love everything about you. Keep your informations, your remembrances, your correspondences all coming in on the usual places. You can DM us, you can voice note us, you can do whatever you want. Email us if you want to. Send us a letter, why not? We love you. Please go and vote for us in the British Podcast Awards. Please, I'm begging you. Please. Thank you. Bye-bye.